Good morning, everybody. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And thank you so much for listening this last day of August 2020. It is, in fact, Tuesday. It's Monday. Monday, August 3rd. I'm jumping ahead a week because next week will start on Tuesday because it's Labor Day. But this week, it's Monday, August 31st. 2020, and it's a pleasure to be with you today, whether you're listening live or on the archives. We archive every show the same place. We put up a new schedule every Saturday over at education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org. Please go over there, see what we're doing. You'll enjoy our shows. You can listen to go to past shows and go all the way back in time to 2011 if you want to see who was doing that. Anyway, education-talkradio.org. We tweet over at EduTalk Radio, and LinkedIn is Larry Jacobs, and Facebook is both Larry Jacobs and Education Talk Radio. So friend us, follow us, link with us, whatever you want to do. Please also go over and join our consortium over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. It's an acronym, ace-ed.org, American Consortium for Education. Okay, I'm going to check it all out. For Equity in Education. I knew something was missing there, but it's Monday morning. What are you going to do? It's good stuff, and you get a subscription to our magazine, our online journal, Equity in Access, which is up there right now. We're putting together our back-to-school issue as I speak. So go over to ace-ed.org. Everything we do over there is free for educators. I've got my old friend Padgett Hetherington here today. She is the VP of Marketing over at Gaggle, which is more important than ever these days because of all the trauma, et cetera, that the whole world has gone through with the pandemic. And it's tough times out there regarding social justice, et cetera. Kids are upset. There's a lot of tension. Okay, we're going back to school. That in itself is tense enough. So we've got to keep track of the kids, make sure that they're not in any pain, mental pain. Okay, and Gaggle can help us do it. It's gaggle.net, and here to tell us all about it is my pal, Padgett Hetherington, who not on the show enough times. Hi, Padgett. How you doing?
Hi, Larry. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I am just fine, as a matter of fact. Okay, everything good?
Excellent.
You feeling good in the pandemic times?
I thank you for asking. I am fine, and I hope you're well, too.
I am. In Maine, the disease has not found its way much to Maine these days. Okay, thank God.
Right.
Yeah, it's good
right.
stuff.
Right, and I'm in Massachusetts, and it's kind
yeah.
of just, it's okay, sort of.
It's okay.
Whatever
place
that
is
means.
Okay, sort of.
Okay,
the point is,
of,
Padgett,
right.
yeah, don't let your guard down. We got to remember that.
No,
we're all
exactly.
going back to school. The weather's a little cooler. Things have changed, but in fact, they have not so much. Please, everybody, be careful and be careful going back to school. Okay, and wow, just incredible. Padgett, tell us about Gaggle, and it's gaggle.net, okay, gaggle.net,
right.
everybody. So Padgett, I always call her Padgett. It's hard for me to call you Padgett because I always get about that, okay? Padgett is VP of Marketing over there and an old buddy of mine. And she, by the way, I got to say, she has worked with a number of companies I've worked with, Mimeo, Lexia, Houghton Mifflin. She knows her stuff. She knows what's going on out there in education, okay, from the industry point of view and from Gaggle now. It's really important stuff. Tell us about Gaggle.net. Padgett.
Okay. Yes.
Do
thank
your
you,
thing.
Larry.
You're welcome.
I'll do my thing.
Do your thing.
A little bit of an overview about who we are at Gaggle. So Gaggle basically kind of is about trying to help keep kids safe.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, and especially like you were saying in this current situation,
right.
but what I mean, and we've been doing this for now, we're in our 21st year.
Really?
So what we, yeah, I know.
Wow.
It's
I didn't
amazing.
Realize it was that, I didn't realize it was that old. Didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's been a while, and so we know. You know, we're veterans in this area, and we have a lot of experience. And
so you're only 2 years older than Gaggle itself. I'm doing the math here, Padgett. You're only 2 years older than Gaggle itself. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
You're welcome. No problem. But you have to pay me for that.
Appreciate
okay.
that. Well, yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, no problem. All right, yeah. I'll send you a bill for that one. But please continue. Yeah.
So what we do at Gaggle is we have a technology that essentially is looking at all of the activity whether that be chatting, emails, working in their Google Drive or their Microsoft OneDrive accounts. Everything the students are doing in terms of communicating with each other, with their teachers, or just, you know, journaling and, you know, working on their own in their digital environments. So we're looking at all that, our technology, and what we're doing is we're flagging things that the technology finds that could potentially be an area of concern. So that would be anything like suicide ideation, abuse, pornography, you know, bullying, cyberbullying, that sort of thing, drugs and alcohol. We're looking for all that stuff. When the technology flags something, what happens then is that we have close to 200 human safety experts. So these are people that are actually looking at what the technology says is a potential problem, and they're deciding whether this is truly a problem, because clearly sometimes, you know, it could be somebody just writing a book report on Romeo and Juliet or whatever. Oftentimes it's a problem. And so what happens then is, depending on the severity of the particular conversation or, you know, what the student was writing, either we'll email the school district or we'll call the school district. And we will continue to reach out to the school district until we get a hold of them, if it's something very serious. So that's what we do. And we, like I say, we're in our 21st year. Just to give some context to that, we help districts across the country in all 50 states help 927 kids from committing suicide last year.
Yeah, I saw that on your website. I did see that statistic on your website.
Yep.
That's a huge deal. Put your head on a pillow and go to bed at night pretty well. How many school districts do you work with?
We work in around 1,500 across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that represents a little more than 4.5 million students.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And you know, you said something that struck me as we obviously school districts pay for your service. Okay, obviously.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
But then you said, sometimes it's hard to – I'm not sure I heard this right. I want you to repeat it. Sometimes it's hard to get hold of them? Okay? How
well,
do you
no,
flag
no,
them?
No, not –
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I just
so
want
what
to
we
clear
do
that
we,
up. Yeah.
To clarify that. So the way it works is we basically have when we implement Gaggle on a disk, we work with the district leadership to figure out, okay, who are the people that we're going to email first? Who are the people we then would call if it's a really time-sensitive, imminent crisis? And, you know, we can have any, depending on the size of the district, we can have a minimum of three phone numbers of three different people at the district or more. And in cases where we can't get a hold of somebody because, for whatever reason, then we'll call the police. But that
really?
Doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, we are literally helping them save lives. So we don't want to wait, you know, if there's something happening. You know, we see incidences of students talking about how they're about ready to take drugs or do something else.
Horrifying.
And
it's
like,
it's
I'm going to do this, and then they're going to do it right now. So you can't wait. Or there's somebody talking about how they're going to go, you know, beat up some kids, and they've got a time and a place, and, you know, that's all been sort of figured out. So you want to stop that sort of thing.
What is the software looking for? Is it looking for key phrases or keywords, or what is that? A quick layman's version. How does the software work?
Sure. Well, being an expert in technology myself, not.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
The layman's
club.
The layman's explanation, The layman's explanation, from my point of view, is that what we are doing is we're literally looking for words and phrases individually on their own, but also in context. So we can see, like, if something it sounds like based on the paragraph that it's being written in, that it's more of an issue, than not. So that's where this machine learning algorithm. Yeah, it's a machine learning algorithm. So it is constantly improving. We have a huge team of technology people who are working away on this stuff all the time. And one of the cool things about it, they're amazing, the technology people. And one of the cool things about it, too, is that we really have our finger on the pulse of what's going on with these kids, because we're seeing when new things are coming up in terms of language and slang and all that sort of thing. And
I was going to ask you
that.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we can then sort of add things in as they come up. And it just depends on, you know, we get districts saying, hey, can you add in these specific words? Because we've seen these associated with certain things. When there's
a new drug pops up.
Right, exactly.
You got to add that one in there. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's the way it is. So when you gave that number of you prevented, bless your hearts, I think it was 927 suicides, all right, which is key stuff, I might add. That's 1,000 lives. Let's get just round that one up a little bit, okay?
Right.
You do it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's key, all right, obviously. All right. And are they mostly, I have to ask a couple of questions, are they mostly kids middle school on up? Do we worry about elementary kids on this? And does that number reflect 2019, or does it reflect up until June of this year, counting in the pandemic time? Okay, so I'm curious.
Lots of good questions in there. So,
thank you all.
So 927 is the exact number that we calculated based on knowing that these kids were able to be made and, you know, brought to safety. That's from the time frame from July 1st, 2019. To June 30th, 2020, so the academic year effectively.
Wow.
The prior academic year, we were able to help school districts save 722 students. So that represents a 28% increase year over year.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's not a good number, okay? It went up.
Right.
Yeah, by 200.
It went up. And, obviously our business is increasing, but it hasn't increased that much. And, you know, we're seeing one of the things we saw over this last academic year is we saw an incredible increase in the traffic that we're analyzing. So we saw more than 6.25 billion messages, chats, and files, and this basically represents an 84% increase in files, a 29% increase in chats. And a 29% increase in emails and a 120% increase in chat. So that's like Google Hangouts and Microsoft Teams. During the pandemic, we saw an incredible number of increases in chats. Kids are talking to each other. We saw a 288% increase in a number of chat messages that were flowing through our system. So, that was interesting.
Well,
was there
anything, and I don't know, please don't say any names here or anything like that, but you can obviously identify the kid, the student, the child, whatever the case may be. Okay. Did you notice any trends, like kids in an urban area, Latino, any kind of grouping that would cause a red flag? Like, really be careful of your lower socioeconomic kids. Really be careful of your upper-class suburban kids who are now trapped inside or something like that.
Right.
Was there any kind of statistical data that showed us what kind of kids are in the most? And maybe there is no number like that, but, I'm just curious. Yeah.
So the way we handle personally identifiable information is that we do not capture any of that information because it's really important that we're only capturing the information that we need to identify the student who possibly is in crisis so that we can communicate that to the school district. So we don't look at anything else because it's really just not it's not part of what we do. And, you know, the whole privacy debate, it's like we do not want to, you know, delve into that area. That's not our place. So it's really just about
It's interesting.
You know?
It says that you're just focused when you see something. It just focuses on that child, as opposed to building this huge statistical thing that most of the kids who are in trouble are Latino kids from Wyoming or whatever that statistic would be.
Right. We would never see that. That's something we would ever see. Now, one thing we do see, though, and it was a question you had earlier, was with regards to age grade levels. So we do know the grade levels because we have to know whether they're in the middle school, you know, middle school principal needs to be called or the high school. We do see kids in elementary school having struggles. And it is primarily the high school and the middle schools, but we definitely see kids in the elementary school talking about suicide, talking about abuse, talking about, child pornography, predators reaching out to kids. It's just, so that's what we're here for, though, is to try to, you know, help, you know, locate these people that are either the child predators that are out there after these people, our children, or trying to help our children when they're having their own personal issues and they need help. So, I mean, one of the things to mention that we did see during, we did a lot of analysis of our data from the pandemic time period, like essentially the last quarter of the academic year.
Yep.
For the last quarter of the academic year, we saw a 79% increase in notifications or discussions about domestic abuse. Right?
Jeez.
Yeah. So I'll pause there because that is, I mean, you just think about all the kids who are home with, I mean, you just kind of let your mind take that in. And it's kind of sad, but.
It is a fact. We're finding out about it. You know, and I'll tell you, that's one of the things this pandemic, for all the harm it has done and is continuing to do, okay, it is laying bare a lot of things that we could put our head in the sands like an ostrich before, okay?
Right.
And we can't be an ostrich anymore, all right? We just kind of, I don't want to say we avoided these things, but this is really something that we've really got to take a good look at. And just, you know, knowing a fact like that, just saying that family abuse has seriously increased and have data behind it. Okay, not just anecdotally. It's important.
It's something. And I guess the thing about it that, you know, kind of keeps us getting up every morning a gaggle, everybody in the company, is that, you know, those 79%, those kids, luckily we were able to, you know, we found them and we were able to, like, call the school district and they were able to figure it out, hopefully. You know, they were able to get a...
Well, you can only do so much. They have to do their thing. Yeah, they have to do their thing, school districts. And actually, I was thinking about this. How many students are you monitoring?
Just a little bit more than 4.5 million. So, four and a half to five million.
It doesn't matter. 5 million, 4.5 million, whatever. Okay, that's a lot of kids. All right. So... How long, I'm trying to think of the way to phrase this. How long does it take for the school district to be notified? I mean, 5 million people, 4.5 million kids online, everybody online these days is enough to make anybody nuts, okay? The software is constantly running, okay? So at 1 o'clock, I'm just making this one up, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon you catch an email, okay, that says I'm thinking of killing myself this afternoon, okay? How fast... Okay, can that be reported? Can Gaggle find it and do something about it?
So about an hour, if not less.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why that's such a short time period is that the algorithm can tell if it's really serious, and it gets bumped up the queue, if you like, if something sounds imminent. If there's a time frame attached to it, it will get bumped up. We have various queues, and it'll go real quick through the queues. And we have close to 200 human safety representatives that, you know, work 24/7. You know, not all 200 of them work 24/7. Obviously, we have them on different schedules and stuff. But, you know, we're able to keep up with that. And, I mean, it can be a challenge because, especially since the pandemic has started, the increase, like I said earlier.
Well, it's like Zoom. It's like Zoom. All of a sudden, Zoom went from 1 million to 50 million. Okay, it's that kind of thing.
Right.
And you went from 70% or 60% online with schools to 100%.
Right, exactly. Right. And we had to turn on, I mean, just like school districts, you know, we had to kind of ramp up real quick. We had to add more servers and get more people going and hire more people. And it was all hands on deck, and it still is because, we're entering back into the school year as we speak here.
Yes, we are.
Onward.
Some of them are back already a couple of weeks.
Right? And many, many districts are either hybrid or completely online. So there's even more of a need now for a service like Gaggle in that circumstance.
I agree with you, which
is
one of the reasons we're doing this show today. Yeah. I mean, this service is incredible.
Timing.
I'm serious. I want people to know about this because this thing, Gaggle saves lives. There's your tagline for 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Gaggle saves lives.
Right. Thank you. I mean,
You're welcome.
I feel really strongly. It's true. I feel really strongly that we do help districts save lives because we have a really strong partnership with our district partners. And, you know, it's very much in, you know, shoulder to shoulder with them, getting them the information. And all of the districts that work with us, they work with us because they're committed. As are all districts.
Every one of them has to be committed.
They're super committed, and you know, and they're happy to take the calls day and night, and they understand the severity, and they, you know, if you go to our website, we have like superintendents on video saying how we've helped save kids' lives, and it's just really powerful.
It is powerful.
You know, it's important, so.
What does the when a school district becomes a client, you must be in touch with them on a regular basis, okay? I think you don't, or maybe not. I should ask that. Should ask that way. Are you only? I don't mean sales wise. I mean with information. Are you only in touch with the school district when you flag something like this, or are they constantly getting ongoing reports?
So to be honest, they're constantly getting flagged items because I don't think there's any districts that aren't getting flagged items on a regular basis. So therefore they're getting reports just by nature of the fact that there's flagged items coming through the system constantly. Sometimes they're less severe, but we don't make the judgment call as to whether, you know, this particular situation isn't as critical as it sounds or something because we don't know the students and the families.
You don't know the kid like they do.
Exactly.
So who in a school district, okay, gets the flag? And it might be more than one person, okay, or one department or whatever. Like, is it the school psychologist, the guidance counselor, and the superintendent? Is it just the superintendent? Like, average basis, who actually gets the flag, the notice?
Right. Okay. So depending on the size of the district, but many times it's the superintendent and the assistant superintendent are involved. If it's a huge school district, you know, they still may very well be involved, but we would also have the chief technology officer, the director of curriculum and instruction, the director of student safety or student services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like district-level people that are involved in the day-to-day lives of these kids. So
principals get it? Is it common for principals to get flagged?
It totally depends on the district because if you have a district with 25 schools you know, that can get complicated trying to call 25. So we know which school the kids are in, but we tend to focus more on the district level in terms of our emergency contacts. But nonetheless, there are definitely
An auto call or is it a human being that calls?
Oh, it's a human being. Oh, it's absolutely. It's one of these safety experts that we have in place who. We'll make the judgment call based on the technology, and we'll pick up the phone and call, and we'll call through the list of emergency, we call them emergency contacts, until they get to the person, until they get through to somebody. And, like, you know, absolute worst case scenario, they don't get through to somebody, which hardly ever happens.
I can't imagine it would, but.
That's like somebody's phone died and.
It kind of reminds me. I hate to say it. I don't mean to make this mundane because it's far more complicated. But it's kind of like the old burglar alarm systems. They ring it's basically
right.
what it is.
That's exactly. You
use that one
through
too.
To your,
they'll just keep calling until they get somebody or they call the police. That's exactly what needs to be done. Okay, it's just amazing.
That's basically it. Yeah.
Yeah, and. Padgett, right now, we're heading back to school during a pandemic, all right? And are you? And by the way, it's going to get even crazier with this because this election is turning out to be very fiery, okay? And then the kids get inflamed. You know, kids, I hope that they don't have like that crazy kid in Kenosha, okay, who went up to Kenosha, Wisconsin with the gun. I mean, kids... you know, they wear their emotions on the outside. Let's put it that way. Okay. And so our school districts, are you seeing I would imagine you are seeing a pretty good upswing in school districts contacting you. Would I be correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's my job is to try to help get the word out about Gaggle being a service that you should have. Totally getting more customers all the time. And also a lot of our customers that we currently have are increasing their services to include, like they might not have had Microsoft Teams as part of their Microsoft Office 365 environment being covered, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, we have a tip line. We actually partner with some web filter companies. So we support web filters. So those different things we're seeing a lot more activity on, as well as we're getting a lot of new customers. And, you know, it's exciting because we feel like we're finally, you know, getting the reach that we need to try to help as many kids as we can.
Well, that's exactly. Actually, it's the same thing we're experiencing here, as you well know. Okay, we have our magazine, which is over at the consortium at ace-ed.org, and we've been screaming about equity and access for 3 years. Okay, and all of a sudden, that became the essence of life. Okay, with the school districts and everybody's, and all of a sudden, we found ourselves right place, right time. Okay, and not that we weren't just like you were. We're all doing well before, but this pandemic has peeled away some layers of the onion. All right, and we're seeing where our weak points are, and the products like yours, and if I may, mine, our magazine, okay, is our right place, right time. I have to say, I'm impressed. I've always been impressed with what you guys are doing, but it's so much more important now. Okay, and by the way, this stuff always goes on. Kids are always contemplating suicide, but think about it. Some kids, particularly kids of color, okay, not only have been in school, stuck in school. Okay, but those are the children where the pandemic has hit the hardest amongst family members. Okay, so they're bearing death of family members stuck in the house with God knows how many kids in some cases. Okay, it's really, I mean, these are traumatic times for kids, and school districts are responsible. It's that simple. And they're not only responsible for this; they're responsible for food and everything else, nutrition.
Right.
Okay.
And Wi-Fi connections and God knows.
Unbelievable.
One of the things that made me think about when you were just saying that is that, you know, we are seeing a huge uptick in the number of notices to do with like abuse in the home and suicide conversations have gone up and all this. One of the positive is maybe not the right word, but beneficial things about something like Gaggle is that previously, prior to the pandemic, the teachers were able to actually lay their eyes on these kids, physically lay their eyes on these kids, and oftentimes could tell just by the look in somebody's eye or the way they're dressed or whatever that kid was having some trouble, and they would get that kid, you know, they talk to them. They have little touch points. That is now via video, which I'm sure there are, you know, are instances of teachers being able to tell something's awry just from a video, but more oftentimes, I think, you know, they're missing that, and that's where we can come in because we are seeing it. And so it's like, think of it as an additional safety net for these kids in this kind of crazy time that we're all in. And, you know, I don't see this, you know, changing in the, you know, near future. I mean, distance learning, remote learning.
That's settled in. I really do believe that. I agree with you. Things have changed. Okay. And that's not necessarily bad. Things have changed.
Exactly.
Okay.
We got to work
in the new normal.
This whole thing, because of the pandemic, has given this huge disruption to the way that learning is delivered. And so as a result, there is going to be a lot more remote / whatever, distance learning, whatever you want to call it. And then, I mean, hopefully they'll, you know, obviously there'll be in-person learning as soon as we get this all under control, but it's never going to be the same again.
And I'll tell you something. You'll laugh when I say this. I don't call it distance learning and remote learning anymore. I call it distance education and remote education, because I know everybody's doing their best. Believe me, I have said this a million times. We have no way to assess this yet. We don't know if anybody's learning or not. I'm sure they are. Okay. But we've got to make sure there's a difference between education and learning. And it's easy to say remote learning. Okay. But we've got to make sure the kids are learning. All right.
That's
my attitude about it. Yeah. We just don't have an assessment way to do it. No, everybody's doing great. I mean, everybody's doing their best. Let me put it that way. Okay. But we just have to. It's easy to write off the difference, but there is a difference between the two things. Okay, that's just my cynical attitude about the whole thing. And I know people are trying, but brother, it's just brutal out there. We haven't figured that part out yet, but we do know a way to keep kids safer. Okay,
right.
Gaggle.net. How was that for a segue? Gaggle.net. Okay. And I hope everybody goes over there. Pache, it's great to hear your voice. I got to tell you, lovely
you too,
having
Larry.
You. Okay.
Absolutely.
Stay safe, my old
thank
friend.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for inviting me. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay. Have a good one.
Stay safe
and have a good, Labor Day next weekend. Have a good 3-day weekend.
Exactly. All right.
On this show. You've been so good on this show. Pache, take next Monday off.
Oh, well, you know, thanks.
You're welcome. It's the least I could do.
I appreciate that.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, Larry. All right, take care. All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Padgett Hetherington, everybody, my old buddy. She's the Vice President of Marketing over at Gaggle.net, and that is some service that we need. Okay, and I didn't say it during the conversation, but we are short of guidance counselors. We are short of school psychologists, and now the kids are home, as Padgett was saying. So we really have to invest in things like Gaggle, Gaggle.net. That's all I have to say. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, and as I immodestly mentioned, go join our equity consortium at ace-ed.org. It's free to educators. Thanks, Padgett. Everybody have a good day.